Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 109. We're back. We are still going strong, wouldn't you say? Surprise! Yes.
Officially made up over our David S. Pumpkins fight from last time.
Fight of the century.
So
I
back.
Did see a really good David S. Pumpkins while we were trick-or-treating.
I saw a couple, too, and they were clever, but I still hate that stupid character.
I wanted to ask the kid for a picture, but he was, like, 17. And I was like, nope. Cool your dress.
Our friends were like, oh, you hate David S. Pumpkins? Then you probably hate that other character that Larry David played that's, like, really similar. And I had no idea who they were talking about. And I was like, yes. Yeah, probably. If he's anything like David S. Pumpkins.
Wait, who is that? Now I'm trying to think.
I don't know, but it was someone else, and he just says his name a bunch, too. And I guess it's kind of just okay. in the same vein.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
Yes, well, you had a good Halloween?
Yeah, it was great. We had a postponed trick-or-treat, which everybody was up in arms about.
Why? Because of the weather?
There was supposed to be like torrential downpours and like wind damage, and it was fucking sprinkling out all day. I've gone trick-or-treating like in a snowsuit. Like,
yeah, that sucks.
In New England, it's legit, okay?
Yeah, that was the worst part about costumes, having to wear your coat or any, you know, outer gear over it. A freaking snowsuit. Yeah. What's the point in dressing up?
Yeah, that's why, like, in New England, you have to have, like, a big costume that you can fit, like, over a full-on snowsuit. Or else it's going to have to get covered.
There are probably so many, like, marshmallow men from Ghostbusters back in the day.
Yep, that's a very popular one.
Missy Elliott, super duper fly costumes.
Oh, cool. That's a great one.
Kids don't even know the genius that is Missy. It's a travesty.
It's so sad. The youth.
Well, I'm Liz.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Kate. And
we didn't have a fancy intro this week. That's why we forgot. So you remember, you can send us your intro like Shannon did for our special Halloween episode. Just email us at eveningboozehour@gmail.com, however you want to introduce us.
Well, those fucking dogs are taking care of it.
I was just going to say, can you hear that? Oh, my God. This dog next door, I swear to God. Anyways, so that brings us to our drinking game. Yes. Anytime you hear a distraction, because we record at home, take a drink like this dumbass dog next door to me.
Just start banging on the wall.
And anytime we have a story out of Texas, Arizona, Florida, or hangs out China, take a drink. Anytime we talk about misogyny. Anytime we say the words literally, anytime we get the Nick Cage rage love, we've taken Ben Affleck off, I think, officially now.
Yeah.
I just saw he, like, relapsed, so he probably needs some privacy.
Oh, yeah. Let's, like, give him some room, guys.
Let's give him some air.
Let's lay off.
We've been coming down hard for about a year and a half on him.
Oh, my God.
And let's see. Oh, anytime we talk about Canada, do a cheers and take a sip. And yeah, I think we don't have a new celebrity. So any suggestions, people, unless you have someone you want to add tonight?
I don't think so. Do I? No.
Send us your celebrity drink edition suggestions. Like someone who you love to hate. That is constantly in the news right now.
Yeah, coming up all the time. No, I just had one. Oh, what are you drinking? Are
Oh
you drinking?
yeah, speaking of the drinking game, didn't even mention our drinks. I am drinking. I have a fridge find again. I have no idea where this came from or how long it's been there. I think it might be a couple weeks old. It's a White Claw, the mango kind. It was
The
all that was
mango.
left. Yep, the mango, you know, it's the best one.
Everybody loves the mango.
Yeah, so I'm just having that. I mean, we're recording on a Monday, so not my usual, you know, ready to Sunday fun day self, but yeah, it's doing the trick.
Okay. I am drinking something so shocking. You'll never guess.
White wine.
JK. Yeah. White wine? Nope, drinking my old red wine. I'm almost done with the box, so then I shall move on. Maybe I'll just go get the same thing. Who knows? Who knows?
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. It's just so, it's like so cheap, so easy. Gotta just stick with it. Whatever.
Know a good thing when you got it.
I was gonna say, because we were speaking of Halloween, that on Halloween after, or no, was it? Yeah, I guess it was on actual Halloween, not postponed Halloween, trick or treat. I wanted to watch like a scary movie. So I always want to watch a scary movie. My husband's like, no, I don't want to watch a scary movie. Okay.
I'm your husband in this scenario because I'm the same way.
And I don't like the gory. Like, I think that's stupid. It's not even scary. So I was like, okay, let's look up like the best psychological thriller movies. And like top of the list, American Psycho. So then I was like, oh my God, you like, can we watch this? I've never seen it. And my husband's like, oh, I've never seen it either. So perfect, done deal. Worst movie I've ever seen, as you know, because I was texting you the whole time during it. I'm sorry, people, if you haven't seen American Psycho, save yourself the hour and a half and never see it.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of it when I saw it. It is a psychological thriller and but it is gory too. And like I don't know.
Like,
And yeah, it's
it's
stupid.
maybe because it was made like 20 years ago, but like we were dying laughing.
Yeah,
Like,
I think
I don't
it's
think we're
kind of
supposed
like
to
supposed to
be
be like
laughing.
that, but like it's also like uber 80s, you know, I feel like, and like everything was really extravagant, and maybe they just like I don't know. It's just such a weird movie.
I just And then I like kind of I knew that there was like a twist ending, but I didn't know what the ending was. And I like guessed the ending. Anyway, it's just it was a nightmare, okay? So I guess it was on brand. It
I'm
was on brand.
telling you need if you need a scary movie to watch, my husband and I, because I don't like scary movies, we have been watching the Scream series this past Halloween, and Scream 2 has seriously every single famous person from like the early 2000s in it. Like you need to go back and watch it. It's crazy how many
Okay,
people are
like
in
who?
it. Sarah Michelle Gellar, Joshua Jackson, God, I mean, and that's so this is the second one, right? So like half the
Okay.
people have died. So they have Jamie Kennedy, Courtney Cox, David Arquette, you know, of course, Neve Campbell. Those are the ones that survive. But
Really is stacked. It's a stacked
it's so
series.
sad. Oh, who else is in it? Portia de Rossi. There's like so
God.
many. I think maybe Jason Bateman was in it. I don't know. There was every like person that would come on screen. I'm like, what is this person doing in this movie? Oh, Jada Pinkett Smith is in the beginning. She dies in the beginning in the theater. Like,
That's right. Oh my God.
so many famous people. It was, and the movie's so bad, but like, that's my kind of scary Halloween movie because it's like a teen drama with a touch of, you know,
Yeah.
murder.
Yeah, we should have gone that route. Or we were thinking of just watching Scary Movie. because it's hilarious.
I know. Now that we've seen three of them, we were like, maybe we should watch the Scary Movie series.
So bad, but so good.
Just like the originals.
Yes, yeah. So that was my no-no of the week. Don't watch American Psycho.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You should have asked me first. I think, yeah. I don't even remember when I watched it. My husband thinks we watched it together, but I feel like I watched it alone and just being like, this was a really bad choice.
That's the worst. When you get like 20 or 30 minutes into something, because you're like, okay.
Well, now I have just to see how it ends. Yeah.
Once you get like 30 minutes in, it's like you kind of have to watch till the end.
Right.
But that first 30 minutes, it's like you're like, oh no, something's going to happen. Something's going to, no. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. Something I just saw on the news was that Caitlyn Jenner is going to be joining I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, really?
Yes, which is filmed in Australia for like British television.
Mm-hmm.
Like a British one. Because I think, were Heidi and Spencer on that one, or was there an American version that they were on?
I thought there was like an American version. I'm not entirely sure, but I thought I don't think it's on anymore, right? But they had tried to do that, or they did like a special one season in America or something.
Okay. Yeah. So that is exactly what I was thinking too. Because I can't remember who else was on that season, but it was like at least a few people I knew of. So it must have been like an American version. Yeah, the Pratts were on that. I think I actually watched that too.
I want to say like John Cena, but I don't think so.
Oh my God. Maybe. Yeah. Like China. Remember? Yeah. The China? RIP. Yeah, I think like she was on that. Or no, maybe she was on that rehab show, Dr. Drew.
She was definitely on one of those VH1 shows.
Yeah. That was like the golden age of television.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Honestly.
Flavor Flav? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Flavor Flav with Bridget Nielsen.
Oh, hot mess.
God.
Oh, here, do you want to know the cast?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Never mind.
Oh, is that not the American version?
No, it's, yeah. You're right, Spencer and Heidi Pratt were on there. I think it was before they were stars. Janice Dickinson was on there. Stephen Baldwin. Yes. Those are all that VH1 crew.
I that. It's and all coming back to me.
The winner was Lou Diamond Phillips.
Okay. Don't even remember that he was on it.
Yeah. I mean, those are the only names I recognize. There were other people.
That was literally iconic. Fucking iconic. But okay. So Caitlyn Jenner just signed a deal for 500,000 euro.
Damn.
So, which translates to like $650,000 or whatever. Saying like, oh my God, like, you don't need that money. Like, what are you doing? But I feel like she's in a slump.
She needs to do something to get attention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I feel like that too.
Yeah, I think she's like ready to have her renaissance moment, if you will.
I think she just had real bad PR when she transitioned. Like, yeah.
She just turned 70 years old.
I know. I mean, she looks good, but like, yeah. I mean, what, like, how about now, like, actually walk the walk and maybe dedicate yourself to helping other people and, you know, charity and your community and, you know, but whatever. I'm sure she, like, donates, but still.
I'm sure. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I was, like, shocked to see that because you just think of, like, has-been people.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So it's very interesting because if she was still in the Kardashian clan, there's no fucking way.
Oh, are you kidding me? Kris would be getting her 10% off of that $650,000.
Oh my God. But it's like, your daughter is a billionaire.
I know. Exactly. She doesn't need the money.
I know. You've seen that home in Malibu or wherever she lives?
Well, I think it burned down. I think her house did last year, maybe.
Oh.
One of
No,
her.
I thought it didn't.
Or maybe they didn't. I thought part of it maybe did, or I don't know. Maybe they were
Cool.
able to like fix it.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then another headline I just saw that I came across was this is very controversial. Study finds people who always run late are generally happier and live longer.
I saw this, but I didn't read it. I'm glad you're doing it.
These fuck. Okay. First of all, I'm of the like thought that if you are like 10 minutes early, you're on time.
Yeah.
If you're like more, if you're less than 10 minutes early, you're late. Like that
I'm
is.
always on time too. That's kind of how I'm a big believer in start something on time, end it on time, you know, like don't waste people's time.
And I have like anxiety over like if I get to a place at the exact time that it's starting, I am like, oh, we are so late. This is like my life is ruined. It's like it's so bad. And I may or may not be married to somebody who is the complete opposite and is just like, you know, we get there when we get there, and I wish I could be more like that, but I feel like it's so disrespectful to be even 1 minute late to something.
Yeah, I'm my husband's kind of the same way, and like I feel like I'm traumatized from like my childhood, and my mom never picked me up on time from like after the end of school. I'd be waiting for like hours for her to pick me up, so like I always want to be on time.
I was always the last to leave. I was the
Just
last one
waiting by
to walk out of,
myself.
and a la the last one picked up every time. Sporting things, birthday parties, last one.
Yeah.
And even when I was like 5 years old, I'm like, this is so rude of you to be this late. You're so rude.
Because she
Yeah,
like
and
had to go to the
the truth.
grocery store or something. I'm like, what?
Oh yeah, my mom once said I had to go to the store and pick up cheese. Oh, I'm sorry, you couldn't have picked me up first and went to get fucking cheese. What?
Okay,
It's
so
insane.
we have some issues with time
Okay.
and our moms.
That was like a good therapeutic session. Thank you. I feel much better talking that out. Yeah, we're traumatized, so no big surprise there. But yeah, I think they're just happier and live longer because they're just so oblivious, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think being on time requires planning, and planning can be stressful, and stress, like, you know, is not good
Yeah,
for you
makes
anyway.
sense.
So, yeah. So, if you're not doing any of that, then you're not as stressed out.
I'm gonna die tomorrow, clearly. Okay, so I can just get into my like regular headlines here. This
Okay.
Are we ready?
The other ones were hot off the press.
Everybody ready? Okay, let me open. Oh man, I just opened the wrong file. Sorry.
Take a drink.
Yes, technical difficulties. Please stand by. It's because I'm on this iPad and like I don't understand Apple things. Because I'm a poor person and I have a Samsung phone, okay? Which I love, so don't get me started. Do not. Okay, here's the headline. Students called a suicide hotline listed on their ID cards. It was a sex hotline instead. Spoiler.
No.
Yes, so we all know, like
Oh
in high school, you.
my God. Did someone like really need help? Okay, sorry.
Okay. I'm gonna like literally read the entire article. Okay, so everybody gets, you know, their student ID with their picture on it, and on the back it says whatever. I don't know. Who even reads the fucking back of it? Nobody. But apparently Emily LaVallee and her friends, or Lavelle and her friends were bored after school one day and decided to call the suicide prevention hotline listed on the back of their middle school student ID cards, which it's like,
jeez, I didn't know that.
You had to be real bored. Or like, were you and your friends like talking about suicide, which is like super dark? I don't know. Yeah. But
truth or dare, who knows?
Yes. Oh, could have been. What they discovered on the other end of the line was something very different than a suicide prevention hotline. Emily had unintentionally called a sex hotline, and the phone number was listed as a resource on the ID cards for the New Vista Middle School in Lancaster, California.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
She told her mom about it, and she called the number, and sure enough, it was a sex line. And of course, she was like shocked and couldn't believe it. She said she wanted to call the school right away, but since it was after hours, she decided to post a picture of the back of the ID onto Facebook, where it went viral, of course, because what would any like middle-aged woman do?
Of course. Oh, post I really it? Wanted to tell the school first, but I just decided to go to Facebook.
Yeah, I decided to call them out and fucking...
Because I couldn't wait till the next morning, so... Okay, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy, settle down. Settle the fuck down. Listen, Karen. Facebook took down the post showing the back of the card and the number on Wednesday. I guess this was like last week. Lavelle said she received a message saying the post goes against our community standard on adult sexual solicitation. Like, okay, Facebook, yeah, like, you have morals.
Please. Yeah, whatever, Mark Zuckerberg, you suck.
Mark Zuckerberg, take that.
You love Russia and Trump.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, come on. Like, oh, okay, Facebook, please. Lavelle told CNN she has not heard personally from the school district, but the superintendent of the schools issued a statement apologizing for the error, saying late Monday evening, we were made aware that the middle school student ID cards, which have information for emergency resources listed on the back, have the wrong phone number listed for the suicide hotline. We are very sorry for this error, and we are working hard to correct it. The phone numbers have two digits transposed, and this is a mistake. The incorrect number listed on the card is actually a sex line. Which is like, I feel like you didn't have to say, but
you did not have to say, yeah. But also...
A middle school? Come on. Every single one of those middle school kids is going to be fucking calling that number.
That old number. Kidding? Exactly. They're going to keep their old ID, pass around, and become like contraband. And like, this is why proofing is important. Okay. Like, call the number before you hit the print button.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like, come on.
Someone should be fired.
The superintendent needs to be fired. Just hang them all. Hang them all. As far as I'm concerned. Okay. School administrators have collected all student IDs, and they plan to print and distribute new student IDs as soon as possible. In the meantime, the superintendent told CNN, calls to the incorrect number on the ID are being routed to the suicide prevention hotline. Upon learning about the problem... The owner of the sex line number was kind enough to have calls, all calls on that number forwarded to the suicide prevention hotline, which I say, brava.
Mm-hmm.
Brava.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you know what else I just saw in the news? That Pornhub does more, like, philanthropy and, like...
Oh, good for them. Yeah. Yeah. They're like progressive, I feel like. Well, I mean, beyond, you know, being Pornhub, but like they took some kind of like political stance. I can't remember what, but I was like, oh, good for them. Yeah.
Yeah. They do like so many like volunteer things as a company. Like it was actually just made headlines because of like how philanthropic philanthropic they are. It's a hard word. So I was like, good for fucking you, because she could have just been like, no, I'm getting like all this money. Screw that, you know? So
No, that's great.
good for that
And
person.
she's like, maybe they really need help, you know? They're trying to call a suicide line.
The mom of the student said, in my opinion, anything the district puts out, they're responsible for. I don't really expect them to do a whole lot more than apologize and fix it. Which is like, Karen,
Okay, Karen, we know. Take a seat.
settle down,
They're on
Karen.
it.
But I just wanted to say, you can call 1-800-273-8255 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's the
First.
actual one, right?
Yep. And that's what was printed on their thing. So, you can call them, and I hope this person on the sex line gets back in business here, because, that's their only way to make money. Then they're going to be out for a while, I
Yeah,
think.
well, maybe she's, she's coasting it for a little bit. Taking a sabbatical.
Taking a hiatus from her sex line. But I just thought that was, and it's like, come on, middle school kids, this is fucking gold.
Totally.
Like, could anything better happen to these children's lives right now? No. My
So
son's
true.
been in his room
Well,
for 2 hours.
and it's nice because it's not like a rumor about a student, it's not like bullying any one of them, but it's like hot gossip that they can like be all about to distract from their normal middle school problems.
So many little sex fiends being born of this whole debacle. Think of all the little, like, naive little, like, sixth graders. I mean, I worked in middle school, so I know that some sixth graders are like having sex, okay?
Yeah,
Some
it's
sixth
crazy.
graders do not even know what sex is. They like have not even thought. They still think the opposite sex gives them cooties, like.
Well, not at this school anymore.
Yeah, think about those children, okay? Think about those children. Okay, this other story you sent to me, which thank you, because I did not see it in the headlines. I don't
I
know.
saw it in a few, but I didn't read it, so I'm happy to hear about it.
I just don't know how this slipped by. Okay. All right, I'm accepting your cookies. Now let me look at the
I thought you were talking to like your husband or something. Like accepting your
Gives
cookies.
me all the
Like he's bringing you cookies. That's so nice.
I will accept your cookies, kind sir. Oh my God. Okay. Whew. I'm on my iPad and it's from 1927. So, okay. Cannabis retrieved from man's nose 18 years after he tried to smuggle it into prison. So, for almost 2 decades, the man believed he had accidentally swallowed the package despite persistent sinus infections. That's the headline. Here we go. Let's load up here.
Story and a headline, pretty much.
Sorry, I scrolled down, so it needed to load the into like, excuse me for fucking scrolling, okay? A man who attempted to smuggle cannabis into prison by hiding it in a balloon up his nose has retrieved the drug more than 18 years later after mistakenly believing he had swallowed the
Oh
package.
my God.
So his reported on the unique case in a paper published in the British Medical Journal under the heading of A Nose Out of Joint, which is hilarious. These scientists, they couldn't fucking wait to make a pun. They couldn't. It's their lives' dream. Make like a weed pun. Get it? His nose was out of joint. And they all laugh like all stupid because they're so smart. Anyway.
Whoa. Got some hate for science here, Kate.
I'm so bad at science. Jeez, I must be like repressing some like scientific
trauma
discovery that went wrong or something. Scientific trauma. Okay. According to the lead author, Dr. Murray Smith of Westmead Hospital in Australia, the patient was first given the cannabis inside a rubber balloon when his girlfriend visited him in prison. The man inserted the package into his right nostril to hide it from the prison guards and smuggle it into the facility. However, he was unable to retrieve it once he slipped past them and eventually mistakenly believed that he accidentally swallowed it. So you know how like the nose and throat are connected or something?
Ear, nose, and throat, yeah.
The ear, nose, and throat guy.
Yeah.
We all know. Over the next few decades, the balloon developed into a rhinolith. Tell me what this reminds you of, okay? Which is a stone in the nasal cavity formed as calcium and magnesium salts slowly built up around, like, the rubber of the little balloon.
Oh, is it like the calcium baby from Nip Tuck?
Yes! Okay, if you've never watched Nip Tuck...
You haven't lived. Stop listening to our show. You're not welcome anymore.
What are we doing here? Like...
Do yourself a favor. At least the first, like, three seasons.
If we recommend anything. Oh, yeah. Once they start getting to, like, the rectodactyly hands.
Yeah. Nuts.
That's gone too far. But the Joan Rivers, like, semen facial.
It's so good. Classic. Every episode.
Classic. Nip Tuck. People, if you weren't on the Nip Tuck train the first time around... All aboard.
Well, and, like, so there's an episode with a lady, and she can never, like, lose this little bit of weight, and so she's going in to get plastic surgery, and then they discover this calcified fetus inside her.
Calcified fetus, which I'm convinced I have at this point, because I'm like...
No!
And then I'm like, oh, wait, maybe because I eat, like, 100 Oreos every night, and, like, literally... It's disgusting.
You have an Oreo fetus.
Yes, I probably do.
You have a massive buildup of Oreos somewhere.
Ma'am, you know the filling in Oreo? Yeah, it's like pure Crisco and sugar. So it's just literally made into like its own fetus in your body. I would eat it. I'd eat. That's how sick I am. That's how far gone I am. I would eat a fucking calcified Oreo baby. Another shout out to Maggie. Time I'd have Oreos, she would like, she'd eat the cream part. She didn't eat the cream part. What's wrong with you? She would like give me the cream part. So she contributed. It's our baby, Maggie. This is our baby.
Oh my god, I'm gonna pee my pants.
yeah, Maggie, are you happy? We have an Oreo baby in my stomach because you made me eat all the cream from your freaking Oreos.
What is happening?
Anyway, okay.
Oh my god.
Back to the nostril.
I can't breathe.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Settle that. Settle that.
Go on mute for a moment.
Excuse me. Okay. This caused the patient regular sinus infections and frequent complaints about nasal obstructions, but it wasn't until these developed into painful headaches that he sought treatment, which is like same. I don't go to the doctor unless, like, one of my limbs is actually hanging off by a thread, which is bad, I know, but it's how I live, okay? Investigating the mysterious cause of the man's headaches, his doctors performed a CT scan and discovered a rubber capsule containing degenerate vegetable plant matter, which then surgically removed. Ew. Degenerate vegetable plant matter?
Is that before they knew it was weed? They just knew it looked like a plant or something?
Yeah, I'm like, what would that be? Yeah, the actual. Like,
I've never smoked that kind of weed.
They're like, what is this degenerate vegetable plant matter? That's what I'm going to use as code for weed from now on. And you got any degenerate vegetable plant matter? It just rolls off the tongue. Rolls off the tongue.
I like it.
3 months after the surgery, the patient reported that all of his symptoms had disappeared miraculously. But 18 years. So this guy had this in his nose for 18 years.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine. Like, so they took it out, and then everything, like, cleared up, and he felt fine. And, like...
They smoked it. They all gathered around and smoked it.
I was going to say, and did they smoke it?
And what did they do? If it was preserved for 18 years,
In rubber? I feel like the rubber's got to be worse up against your flesh than the weed, ugh. You know? Ugh.
And that's, like... Is that, like, a real rubber balloon, or is it, like, latex? What if you were allergic to latex?
Right.
I guess he probably wouldn't have stuffed it in his nose. Yeah, lots of questions here. I need to know.
Just don't do it, people. Don't put things up your nose. Don't put things in holes. Don't do it.
I don't know if I told this story, but I once stuck a metal little cross. Remember the game Crossfire?
Oh, yes.
It was like two little guns. Okay, we had Crossfire. I stuck one of those little metal balls up my nostril.
Oh, God.
I was like, well, I can never tell my parents I did this.
Oh, no.
I was literally like probably 4 or 5 years old. I was like, I'm just going to have to live my life with a metal ball up my nose. Like, I was decided. And then brother, who was like a genius, was like, hang on, sis. Let me go grab a magnet.
Oh,
puts a magnet under my nose. The ball comes right
out. Oh my God. Genius.
Genius, like 6-year-old kid knows about magnetism.
Magnets, bitch.
So anyway, that's my life. That's in my memoir.
Oh, you can just don't do it, people. Stay away from the nose, the ears,
throat.
Yeah.
Ears, nose, throat. Okay, and this last story is super quick, which I thought was, like, maybe I would like this, but I don't know. Okay, so apparently there is a new plant craze in town, which, like, raise your hand if you've killed a plant in the last month. Me.
Oh, well, I just don't get plants anymore because I kill them. So I get, like, I have, like, one succulent that's just... been going fine for like a year.
I love a succulent.
I swear, okay. I haven't watered it in like 6 months and it's totally fine.
I literally have like fake succulents. That's like how bad I am.
Yeah, I'm not a plant person.
So good. Like, my mom has such a green thumb. You'd think I would have learned something. No. It's a struggle. Okay, so there's this new plant craze in town, which are basically dead plants.
I could get behind that, maybe.
So they're quote-unquote preserved because ordinary dried flowers lose all their liquid, hence like why they turn brown. So, you know, you like, you get your first rose and you hang it to dry.
It's still brown.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So when preserving botanicals, however, it produces, like, well, apparently you have to replace the natural sap with conservation liquid, which just to me sounds like some sort of formaldehyde or something, like, I don't know. So, like, some sort of plant-based conservation liquid so that they keep their appearance and some of the scent from like the flower or plant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to keep a dead flower alive in some kind of form.
Can't, can't kill them. So once this liquid is somehow, I would imagine, injected, I don't know, into this plant, like, you can't kill it and it looks like it's still alive, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's like a thing now. So I'm just saying to be on the lookout for that, because I think I might need to get these because I love having plants. I love having like the greenery and, but it's just like, listen, I'm keeping two humans alive.
Oh yeah. God.
I can't.
No time for plants.
No, too much responsibility.
No. Yeah. I can't do it either. And, but like, so I do like the way like dried flowers look though. So if I could keep those a little bit longer, okay. Like, that would be kind of cool, maybe. So, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
That's a thing now.
I mean, FYI. Yeah, I guess I'll never do it since I'm not into plants, but.
But they're called preserved plants. So that's apparently a new trend. Trend alert. Trend alert.
Right.
But that's all I have. Thank you. That's all I have. So let's just move on because I'm just rambling.
You're always so keeping us up on the latest trends, though. I love it because I'm always so behind. So next week, I'll send you pictures of my preserved plants.
Yay! I can't wait.
Okay. Well, this story, this is a pop culture story about a celebrity. But, you know, as you get older and you retire, you might get a little bored, or maybe you're not retired, but you're like older and you've achieved a lot and you're like at the peak of your career and you kind of like want to try something different. So,
okay.
You know, a lot of people go through that at a certain age, and that might be what's happening to, our friend Bill Murray, the actor, you know, amazing actor, former, what, SNL, Caddyshack, is he in that one? I mean, he's like in everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he recently applied for a job at P.F. Chang's in Atlanta.
I thought you were going to say Tucson.
Oh, my God. No, but I mean, yeah, my husband worked at P.F. Chang's many, many years ago, like when we first met.
Many moons ago.
But yeah, so I have a long history of P.F. Chang's, so that's one reason it caught my mind, or my eye. So he was on Amy Schumer's podcast, Three Girls, One Keith. And they were talking about, like, everything. You know, I guess he really loves Family Feud, and he loves the Roosevelts and history.
Is good. Family Feud, if you haven't seen it in a while, it's good. Just putting it out there.
I like the celebrity ones they do, too. I'm glad they are getting more into that.
So good.
So during this, like, podcast interview, he talked about how he would love to do jobs outside of acting, and one would be to work at P.F. Chang's because, according to Bill Murray, quote unquote, it looks like the best time.
Oh,
I guess, like, my busting God. Your ass and like dealing with rude customers. Sure, okay.
That's amazing.
He says he did fill out an application at the P.F. Chang's in the Atlanta airport. Which, here's the thing. He says, I think that's one of the great places. And I have been to that P.F. Chang's in the Atlanta airport, and a bartender there gave me a free drink. And so, you know what, Bill Murray? You are right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We were just waiting there.
That's such a good time.
And, like, I think we ordered a drink, or maybe she had made too much of a drink for, like, someone else. And she was just like, do you guys want this? And she was just, like, giving us, like, her extras the whole time we were there. We're like, okay.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So, you know what? I agree, Bill Murray. It is one of the better P.F. Chang's in the country, in the Atlanta airport.
That is amazing. So specific. So specific.
So specific. So, yeah, like Amy Schumer and Bill Murray were talking about his 2005 film Broken Flowers, which he says is one of his most satisfying work experiences. And he said, like, after
heard of it.
I've never seen it. I feel like maybe I've heard of it, but maybe I'm confusing it with, like, Flowers for Algernon. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
The mouse one. But so after he saw the final film, he thought he couldn't do any better than that. And so that's when he started kind of joking about, you know, finding another career at P.F. Chang's. And so when P.F. Chang's heard about this, they did like tweet him and say like, hey, we'd love to have you, like, welcome aboard. When can you start? So
he got the job.
Yeah, you got the job. But you know, he said, yeah, so he said like might make some special appearances, I guess, at the restaurant, but no word on whether or not he's taken the job. But he definitely did fill out an application. So there you go.
Could you imagine if you were just like, ugh, I have like a fucking 3-hour layover. Let me go to P.F. Chang's. This is like the worst day of my life. And then Bill Murray is your fucking waiter.
It would be amazing. I mean, I love it. Why not, Bill? Wow. You know, I feel like, yeah, sometimes like retirees and like older people, they just need someone to fill their time, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what?
My mom's retired, but she has a job.
Yeah. And you know what? They feed their employees. You get to eat P.F. Chang's food. There you go, Bill. You know, enjoy that. You'll get a discount.
I love this. A second career.
Yeah. So we'll see. He may go far in that chain. But that I just thought was really cute and very random.
Oh. Yeah. That's a feel good. That's a feel good one.
So you go, Bill. All right, well, on to a not so feel good. This time for crime time. This case isn't recent, but it's like back in the headlines because it happened 3 years ago this month. So, and it's still unsolved and very bizarre. So, the headline is Sherry Papini case 3 years later, a look back at the California mother's bizarre disappearance. And like the name didn't ring a bell to me, but like the photo that they have of this woman did. She has like really long blonde hair, really like bright icy blue eyes. So basically 3 years ago on November 2nd, which just passed, California mother of two, Sherry Papini, disappeared without a trace while jogging near her Redding, California home. 22 days later, on Thanksgiving morning, Papini reappeared under mysterious circumstances.
What?
Yeah. A motorist spotted her on a road. She was, like, emaciated and weighed only 87 pounds. She was frantically waving on the side of this rural road in Yolo County, California.
So it's missing for how long? Sorry.
22 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she went missing on the 2nd and reappeared on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
And she was 150 miles south of her home. She was bound by the waist by a chain, which was tethered to her left wrist with a zip tie.
I'm like fucking dying right now.
It's crazy. Imagine if you found this poor woman, or imagine if you were this poor woman.
I, like, one of my worst nightmares is somebody, like, escapes from something like this and is all bloody and is, like, running toward my car or, like,
and you don't know what to do.
Door,
yeah.
And I would fucking not save them. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to open a door if somebody, like, of course, I could, like, call the police and whatever. Right. But, like, I don't know. Like, just the thought of it. Oh, my God. Okay. Continue. I can't.
Well, yeah. So she was on the side of the road, like, waving, trying to wave people down. She had this chain around her waist. She had these hose clamps fixed to her ankles in what the sheriff's office later described as pain compliance restraints. Whatever that means. But it sounds awful.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sherry Papini says she was abducted at gunpoint and held by two armed Hispanic females who spoke Spanish the majority of the time. Not to make it a race thing, that's her description of her kidnappers. Her husband said that she was like covered in bruises, you know, all different types of bruises because of the beatings. The bridge of her nose was broken and all of her long blonde hair was chopped off.
Oh, my God. I remember this now.
Remember this? Okay. Yeah. Like, the hair didn't come back to me, but, like, the picture of the woman I definitely have seen before.
Okay. This is ringing bells. Yes.
So, yeah. Police have no idea what led to her abduction or, even weirder, like, why she was released without an explanation because I guess So it says in this article she was released. So I'm guessing she didn't escape. They must have like dropped her off or something and just like moseyed on out of town. It's still like an active and ongoing investigation.
What does she say about it?
What did who?
What does she have to say about it?
So she, there's not really anything in here from her, but the only weird thing is during the investigation, the police found text messages between Sherry and another man in Michigan. And it doesn't say whether they were like sexual or romantic or anything like that, but that I guess there were just like a lot of them and they were like right around the time that she went missing. And he was, like, someone from her past that she had, like, gotten back in touch with. When she was found by police, there was male DNA on her and female DNA on her. And that DNA was uploaded into CODIS, the DNA database. But there were no matches. So, and Keith, her husband, was not one of the profiles that was found. So he was ruled out. But yeah, so I don't, there's no like word from her in here. So I don't know if like legally, whatever, she's just choosing not to talk or if it's traumatic or what. But
yeah, because like, just ask her where she was and what she was doing.
Yeah, yeah. But she did say like they spoke Spanish the most of the time. So maybe she didn't understand really like why they kidnapped her.
I mean, she could have been blindfolded the whole time, right, or something.
Well, yeah, she was only 87 pounds when they found her, which is so crazy.
Oh my God. That is insane. That is such a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, like if she was involved in any way or any, like anyone she knew was involved, I feel like that's pretty extreme, right? You know, if she somehow had any involvement in it, like, she wouldn't, like, lose that much weight and be, like, chained and taut, you know, and just all these bruises and stuff, so. And cut her hair, oh my God, like, that's just creepy, too. Like, it's, that's, like, just psychological. Like, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna cut off all your blonde, beautiful hair, you know? So, yeah, they still don't know, anything really. The case is like ongoing, it's still open, they're still looking into it, so I think that's why it's coming back now that it's been 3 years. It happened in November, so maybe there'll be updates, but look into it. We'll put the link in our show notes.
Thanks for that. Yeah, no, I do vaguely remember this being like a headline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like national news like in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems so long ago.
I know, I don't even remember.
Well, let's see. My last story is an Animal Kingdom story, and thanks to our Patreon saint, my sister-in-law, Christy, for sending me this one this morning. So, like, I feel like it's actually pretty current. So the headline is, 1 million cannibal ants trapped in Soviet nuclear bunker have escaped. So get ready, people.
Wait. Read that again?
1 million cannibal ants trapped in Soviet nuclear bunker have escaped.
Oh my God. Is this from the Daily Mail?
No, this is from Newsweek.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Okay, so there has been this colony of like up to 1 million cannibal ants trapped in a nuclear bunker for years, and they... scientists have been like studying them and recently found out that they all escaped. The ants had no other food source other than their dead ant friends, like their dead nest mates. That's why they call them cannibal ants. Like, that's not like the type of ant or anything, but that's just why they're being referred to that, because that's how they survived. And the ants are mostly worker ants. So they could not reproduce, but their numbers, like, kept growing and growing, which was really weird, too.
Whoa.
So, yeah, weird zombie ants. Okay, yeah, this is, like, kind of complicated, but basically, ants are known for setting up colonies in unusual places, right? Like, sometimes ants have been found in, like, the chassis of a car or like in a storage box.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Yeah. Anywhere.
Right.
They don't care.
So, yeah. Like they had been in this one part, which was like, okay, this is like complicated. Hang on.
Is this scientific? Okay. Because we all know I hate science.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to read it out of here because I don't really know how to break it down. So,
okay.
In 2016, scientists found the colony was, you know, in this location that they and had been growing since the first time they found them in 2013. And so they set out to analyze their behavior. They installed a boardwalk that led to a ventilation pipe that the ants could use to escape this bunker that they had been living in and eating each other in. A year later, the scientists came back to the site and found that the ants had almost completely vanished. So the team inspected all the corpses that had been left behind, and they found that there were bite marks and holes, mostly in their abdomens, which proved that the ants had been, you know, cannibals and eating each other in order to survive. But once given the opportunity with this ventilation tube, they escaped this bunker. And basically what they had learned is, like, there's no food, you know, no way to reproduce, whatever. Like, they had just been adapting to this extreme environment in the bunker for 3 years and making it work. And, like, they were continuing to get more and more of the ants because ants were falling from another nest, like, up above into this bunker. And then once they were in the bunker, they were trapped. And then they just, like, were forced to eat each other. See? It's complicated.
I mean, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it just, like, really speaks to, like, the science behind it, even though it's kind of morbid, is the great, like, adaptive ability of ants, you know, in these they call it suboptimal conditions, you know. So it just shows that they can really, like, evolve and, like, obtain success, like, over the years with, like, very harsh environments. But now there's also, like, a million cannibal ants out there, so good luck, everyone.
Sleep well. Sleep well. That is a horrifying, and also, like, you know how they say cockroaches can, like, you know, live through a nuclear bomb or whatever. I feel like, yeah, probably ants could too. We have so many ants in our yard. Like, our entire lawn is ants. It's insane.
Yeah.
They thrive. They will survive, and they will thrive. Okay?
They will, and they work together, those ants, for sure. So, that's my Animal Kingdom story. I'll just leave you with that. It's kind of creepy, even though Halloween's already over. But thanks, Christy, for now giving us all nightmares.
Yeah. We always love a creepy story. So. Yeah. Oh. Wow. Good Lord.
Well, I know. Packed show. I guess that means it's time for our BuzzFeed quiz. And this week is kind of funny. I definitely, like, laughed out loud when I got my response. So the quiz is, take this vibe check assessment and we'll tell you what your vibe is.
Yes.
Are you vibing?
BuzzFeed. You vibing? I need BuzzFeed to tell me what my actual vibe is, because if not for them, how will I know? How will I know?
You might be thinking you're vibing one way and you're really not.
I did not think this was my vibe, so I was a little surprised. Okay, what did you get for your vibe?
I don't want to say.
Okay. No. Do you want me to do mine?
No, mine is, okay, it's really funny. I got weird stepdad vibe.
No, you did not get the weird stepdad.
So all I can think of is in on the Tonight Show when Jimmy Fallon does that skit, the ew skit. And the stepdad comes down and always interrupts them. That's who I'm vibing as.
Shit, because they don't understand. Ew.
Yeah, ew.
Ew. What does it say?
So it says, like, no offense, but you kind of give off a weird stepdad vibe. Trademark. It's like trademarked. Okay. This means you're probably not sure how to approach certain social situations despite your best efforts. Try not try not to try so hard, and then hopefully you'll stop seeming creepy and start coming across as the genuine person you really are.
Stop. Okay, I'm here. And like,
my choices were like, I can adapt to any social situation, whatever goes with the flow.
You are such a stepdad.
I'd make a great stepdad.
No, you are Ladies. Not that vibe no. at all. Okay.
That's hilarious.
I'm here to tell the world you are not a creepy stepdad. Oh my fucking God. I did look at the answer, so I didn't even know that was a possibility.
It's so random. It was so funny.
Oh God, I love that. I wish I got that. I'm so mad I didn't.
I thought you might have.
I thrive to be a creepy stepdad every day of my life. A weird, weird stepdad. Okay, I got chaotic vibe.
Oh. Unch.
I'm just so chaotic. Yeah, there's just always like a rave going on in my mind. It says, let's face it, you have a chaotic vibe. You're loud, gregarious, a little high maintenance, and the life of any party. You have a tendency to project your anxiety onto others. But besides that, party on with your chaotic vibes.
Well, I definitely don't think you project your anxiety like onto anyone or just ever projected at all. So.
Well, also, like, I'm like the most low maintenance human being all time.
That's so funny. Like, I could see chaotic with like kids and stuff like that, but not like
I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess. yeah, but I thought that was funny, but you win. Yep. Weird stepdad, come on.
Weird stepdad vibe, you know it. So, find out what vibe you guys are feeling. We'll put the link in our show notes. And, I forgot to mention at the top, but you know, you can always come on and support us, come on and do a story with us, and get access to our confidential confessions minisodes when you become a Patreon saint. So go to patreon.com/eveningboozehour and donate for as little as $1 a month. And yeah, I think that's all the news that's fit to drink this week. Thank you, Patreon saints. We love you. Thank you, everybody. We love you.
Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.